Hey guys, what's up? This is DJ Webzy here. For the first time, I'm back on my new computer. Oh my gosh. We have so much to talk about. I'm going to be talking a lot today. I hope you guys enjoy the show. Well, let's start off with some sick tunes by my friend Tap.
Are the ne'er-do-wells.
guys. What is up? This is DJ Webzy here. I've got so much. That was so much to talk about. That was Taps with Another Mirror featuring Nexigen and Rhyme Flow, two awesome friends of his. And I'm going to be playing a little bit of Taps because I'm excited. I'm going to go meet up with him today. I'm going to go over to his house, or his girlfriend's house. It's going to be awesome. Woo! We're going to party. We're going to have a lot of fun. You guys should definitely see about going to cons, meeting him. He's awesome. I love him. He's a great musician and a great guy. Like, he's just nuts. I love him. So, but we're going to go to a song, Taps, My Rarity, featuring Ari Hughes, his girlfriend, which is, I personally really like this song. I mean, I at least think it's good. But anyway, I've got so much to talk about. I've got so much going on in my life. I'm working at Walmart now. Yay, I finally got a job. Walmart Electronics Department. Oh my gosh, you guys would not believe the stupid questions I get asked in the electronics department of Walmart. I mean, it's like sometimes these people don't even know what they're looking for. It's like, what am I supposed to do? I had a woman come in and ask me, so tell me about the Bluetooth devices. Well, they're Bluetooth. I mean, it's like, I don't use it. I don't know a lot about it. So what am I supposed to say, you know? It's like, I don't know. And a guy asked me, he was, okay, here's another little thing before I'm going to cut into the song. He was talking about Nintendo DS's, and he didn't like the screen on the Nintendo DS. And so he asked me, can I hook my Nintendo DS to a tablet or a TV? Because I don't like the screen size. It's like, what kind of question is that? I don't even know. So anyway, we're gonna go to this song, and I'll be back to tell you more. She'll give her love till there is no more. She is so special to me. Am I not worthy? She's my hope, my love, my rarity, my rarity, my rarity, my So that was Taps with My Rarity featuring Ari Hughes, his newest girlfriend. No, but she's not that new. But that was the first song in a long time that she that is her first song she's ever debuted on. So I'm personally looking forward to more of more songs like those because I personally really like it. I mean, it, you know, to each their own. But, I mean, I don't know. But anyway, so here's the thing. I gotta be honest. Okay, so stories of Walmart. One of the hardest things I have to say is that people come in and they expect us to know everything. Okay, here's what I mean. If I'm working in an electronics department, why are you going to ask me where the sunscreen is? Like, it's up in pharmacy. Well, can you show me? Well, I don't know what aisle it's down. Well, I don't say that, but it's like, I can point you in the general direction, but it's like, why are you asking me that? I work in electronics. I don't know where the garbage bags are. I mean, come on, people. Like, where are the lamps? Well, there's either the hardware section or the home section. I mean, it's not that hard to use that kind of common sense. I mean, we're really kind of there. We as the electronics department, we're there to answer the some of the questions that we can, and then to get the items that are locked up, and to basically clean up after people. You know, we can't know everything about every device. Like, yeah, this woman wanted to know the difference in the models and the different, like, brands that we had. And we had, like, four or five different brands of Bluetooth devices. And it's like, well, I don't know the difference between each model and brand. Like, come on. I'm not a connoisseur of Bluetooth devices. I don't use Bluetooth. I use headphones and I use internet. Like, yeah, exactly. Signs, people. Signs, signs, signs. But nobody thinks about that because when people... I've been learning that people in Walmart do not think. I mean, let's be honest. People pick up yogurt, and then when they decide they don't want it halfway through their shopping experience, they'll put it down in the toy section. What was your thinking? Like, where? What? Ugh, just so much no. Like, ugh. Anyway, this is History by Taps. So that was, again, History by Taps. Like, but like, I mean, come on. The honest truth is we're paid to be there to clean up people's messes because people are lazy. I mean, come on, it's, you know, it's Walmart. You know, it's a fact. People are lazy at Walmart. But, you know, we're there to, you know, clean up and, you know, do this and that. We're not there to know every single answer that you need to have. And while I try to answer all of them, you know, some of them just make me want to facepalm so hard. Like, okay, one of the stupidest questions of last night was, oh yeah, this man was wanted to buy Dr. Dre beats. And he thought, get this, this made me like, just made me want to facepalm my face off. He thought that Dr. Dre Beats were headphones that you, like, downloaded music onto and listened through. And I'm just like, what? No! Dr. Dre Beats aren't even that good to begin with. They don't play music, too! Like, it was just like, And, yeah. But anyway, that's my Walmart. So, enough about Walmart. We're going to talk about, I'm going to play another song, and we're going to talk about then what's been going on in my life. You know, I have a new Windows desktop, and oh my gosh, Windows 8.1 took me several days to, like, get used to, but I'll get to that when we come back from this song.
Thank you.
should be. You have no idea what Walmart is like. Take whatever supermarket you have and then double it in like size to have like an entire food department, an entire huge clothes department, an entire electronics, toys, sports, jewelry, pharmacy department, and make that into a super chain, and you've basically got Walmart. So it's basically basically a ghetto all in one store for those people who don't like going to like JCPenney for just clothes, and then like Vons or Ralph's for just food. You know, it's kind of weird. Personally, I like Walmart's because of their generality, because you can find almost anything. You can find almost anything in Walmart, but you won't find everything. So, and that's another issue that I always have, is people come in saying, well, I'm looking for this. Well, I'm sorry, but we don't have that. I mean, come on. We're a small one store. We don't have a shit ton of everything. You know, we don't have everything in the store. So, also, I get paid $9.90 an hour, which is, minimum wage here in California is $9 an hour. So, I'm lucky to be getting that 90 cents. So, let's see what else. Windows 8.1. Well, let me tell you about this. You know, I went from a MacBook Pro to a Windows 8.1. Let me tell you what. That transition was one of the hardest of my life. And I'm not just saying that to say that. I'm honestly being upfront and honest with you people. If you guys have a Windows 7, keep it. And I'm, you know, truly and honestly, I miss Windows 7 so much, because it's just so much easier, and it's so much different and basic than Windows 8. Windows 8 is a phone or a tablet kind of programming, and they should, in my opinion, they should have kept it that way. Like, I have a Windows 8.1 phone now. Why? Because it's my first smartphone, so I'm really excited about it. It's a Nokia Lumia 521. I bought it at Walmart for $50. It was half off, so I was like, woo! I'm gonna buy it. So, you know, it's just like, woo! Oh, shoot. And I just totally hit it against my desk. My service now is T-Mobile, because they have this amazing phone plan. But anyway, yeah, Razer. Ew, MacBook, no wonder. Well, you know what? I'm a MacBook. I'm an Apple lover. I truly love Apple. You know, I love their operating system. I know that sounds weird. But I got used to it, and I learned to love it, because it was just so much it was just so different and so, like, out there. Like, just the way that the entire system was set up, like, with all the apps and whatnot, and it just, I came to love it very quickly. And I had that MacBook Pro for 3 years, and I'm very happy. You know, I now have experience with Macs, so I can help navigate around them. But now I have a Windows 8.1. And, you know, it took me a good few days to even figure out. Like, I had to, I had to really try hard to understand it. Like, there's no start menu. There's no start menu. Like, when you there's a little start looking button at the bottom left, but if you do that, it takes you to this thing where it looks like a tablet, and it has those little windows and those little things for each app. And it's so weird, because you're not used to that. And I had to, like, figure out, okay, well, then how do I move between apps? Well, you'd normally, you know, the apps that are installed, you'd normally think that, oh, you could do, like, they would be on the screen. But no, they take up your entire screen, and you have to go move your mouse from the bottom left-hand corner up the screen, up against the side, and then you can open up the full app. It's weird. It took me like a good week to actually figure this whole computer thing out. I was trying so hard. So for those of you considering buying a new computer, and make sure to know if the computer comes with 8.1 or 8 or I've heard that they might be coming out with Windows 9 next year from some technicians that I work with and whatnot. But, you know, that's just a rumor for now. But, I mean, if you're not used to Windows 8.1, I would highly suggest you get help to understand it. Because otherwise, if you don't, it's just, you're just going to have a headache for days. I mean, that's just the simple truth. You're going to have a headache for days. So, that is now what I have. I have a Windows 8.1 Dell desktop. I actually have now two screens as well. I just bought a LG screen for LG TV from my dad for $25. Sadly, it's 720 pixels, so I'm a little bit disappointed in that. But I'm happy with it because it's 26 inches, which is a pretty good size, especially for me because I really like to game. So I love having a full size screen. And I have a Dynex that I got from my mom for free, and that's 1020 or 1080 by 720, I think. So. Yes, Windows is in the... Let's see. I have Palandros. Well, first of all, shout out to Palandros. Woohoo! You're awesome. And same with V and Chibi and Razor. Thank you all for tuning in. So, thank you all for tuning in and talking in the IRC. Woohoo! But let's see. Yeah, Windows 9 is in the RC phase. I don't know what RC means. I think that's recreational. I don't know. Maybe they're trying it out for sports. I don't know. But, like, yeah. Anyway, see, I have two screens now, and I've been buying... I have a lot of Steam games. I don't know if you guys have me on Steam. You can certainly add me. My name on Steam is the same as my name here, which is Wubsy Wubbles. I mean, come on. It's not that hard to find. But, like, if you guys want to add me, you certainly can. I have... 150 games. No, I have. Now that I have a Windows, I can actually play all of my games. Which is terrible because I hate Macs for that reason, that you can't play all Steam games. But I have 160 games on Steam. I'm slowly working my way through them. Slowly. I'm working on Alice Madness Returns right now. Oh my goodness, that game is so dark. They put such an evil twist on. The whole, the adventures, Alice in Wonderland, sorry, I forgot what it was called. Hatter.